రాధమాధవ జూ కీ, శ్రీపాదికి నితాయ గో ప్రేమ నంది. జయం విష్ణు పరపరమహంస పరిప్రచాకాచార్య అష్టోత్తర సత శ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ His Divine Grace of Vaishnava Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Pratistha Acharya Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jayananta Kota Vaishnava Brinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Sikho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garatha Shivashari Gaur Bhakta Brinda Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Kop Gopinath శ్యామకుంద రాధా కుంద గిరి గోవదాన్ కీ జై. శ్రీ బృందావన్ రామ్ కీ, నవదీప్ సిమాయ పుతామ్ కీ, గంగమయ కీ జై, జమునమయ కీ, భక్తిదేవి కీ జై, తులసీ మహారాణి కీ జై. శ్రీ హరినామ సంకీర్తన గౌర భక్త బృంద కీ జై. జయ నితాయ గో ప్రేమానందీ సమవేత భక్త బృంద కీ జై. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glory to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Padre Sri Prasami Janam and Namaste Sri Guru. It's 18 or 19 on the book? 19. Okay, so we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 19, King Yayati Achieves Liberation, Text 19. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tasmat etam aham tvaktva brahmanya hatyaya manasam nirdvandvo nirahaharkaras Charishami Mrigaye Saha Tasmaditam Aham Tvakvam Brahmanya Adyaya Manasam Nirvandvo Niraharankars Charishami Mrigaye Saha Tasmaditam aham tvakpa Brahmanyadhyaya manasam Nirvando nirahankaras Sarishami mrigaisa Tasmaditam aham tvakpa Ramanya adhyaya manasam nirvanbo nirahankaras charishami mrigesaha. Tasmaditam aham tvakpa Ramanya adhyaya manasam Nirvampo nirahankaras Charishami mrigaishta Tasmaritam aham tvakpa Brahmanyaya manasam Nirvandvo nirahankaras Charishami mrigaisaha Tasmaritam aham tvakpa Brahmanyaya adhyaya manasam Vidvanbo nirahankaras Karishami Mirgisha. Messages. Tasmati tam ham trakpa. Brahmanyadhyaya manasam. Nirvanbo nirhankaras. Charishami mrigai shaha. Tasmade tam ham tvakva. Tamanyadya manasam. Nirvanbo nirahankaras. Charishmi mrigai shaha. Tasmat. Therefore, etam, such strong desires for lusty affairs. Aham, I, Tvaktva, giving up, Brahmani, upon the Supreme Absolute Truth. Adhyaya, fixing, Manasham, the mind, Nirdanva, without duality, Nirahankara, without an identity of false prestige. Charishyami, I shall loiter or wander in the forest. Mrigai Shaha, with the forest animals. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, the Boy Charanada Vinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Therefore, I shall now give up these desires and meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, free from the dualities of mental concoction and free from false prestige. I shall wander in the forest with the animals. Please repeat. Therefore, I shall now give up all these desires and meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, free from the dualities of mental concoction and free from false prestige. I shall wander in the forest with the animals. Purport. To go to the forest and live there with the animals, meditating upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the only means by which to give up lusty desires. Unless one gives up such desires, one's mind cannot be freed from material contamination. Therefore, if one is at all interested in being freed from the bondage of repeated birth, death, old age and disease, after a certain age one must go to the forest. Pancha Shodram Banyet Bajret. After 50 years of age, one should voluntarily give up family life and go to the forest. The best forest is Vrindavan, where one need not live with the animals, but can associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who never leaves Vrindavan. Cultivating Krishna consciousness in Vrindavan is the best means of being liberated from material bondage. For in Vrindavan, one can automatically meditate upon Krishna. Vrindavan has many temples, and in one or more of these temples, one may see the forms of the Supreme Lord as Radha Krishna or Krishna Balaram, and meditate upon that form, as expressed here by the words Brahmanya Adhyaya. One should concentrate one's mind upon the Supreme Lord, Parabrahman, This Parabrahman is Krishna. As confirmed by Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, Param Brahma Param Dham Pavitram Paramam Bhavam. Krishna and his abode, Vrindavan, are non-different. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Haradyo Bhagavan Vrajesh Tanyastha Dhamma Vrindavana. Vrindavan is as good as Krishna. Therefore, if somehow or another one gets the opportunity to live in Vrindavan, and if one is not a pretender, but simply lives in Vrindavan and concentrates his mind on Krishna, one is liberated from material bondage. One's mind is not purified, however, even in Vrindavan, if one is agitated by lusty desires. One should not live in Vrindavan and commit offences, for a life of offences in Vrindavan is no better than the lives of the monkeys and the hogs there. Many monkeys and hogs live in Vrindavan, and they are concerned with their sexual desires. Men who have gone to Vrindavan but still hanker for sex should immediately leave Vrindavan and stop the grievous offences at the lotus feet of the Lord. There are many misguided men who live in Vrindavan just to satisfy their sexual desires, but they are certainly no better than the monkeys and hogs. Those who are under the control of Maya, and specifically under the control of lusty desires, are called Maya Mriga. Indeed, everyone in the conditioned stage of material life is a Maya Mriga. It is said, Maya Mrigam Deityap Shitam Anvadad. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas to show his causeless mercy to the Maya Mrigas, the people of the material world who suffer because of lusty desire. One should follow the principle of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and always think of Krishna in full Krishna consciousness. Then one will be eligible to live in Vrindavan and his life will be successful. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Janan Janan Shalakya Takshura Minitandi Nitasmai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Karadha Shivashari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Text 18. There's a little purport. I've spent a full 1,000 years enjoying sense gratification, yet my desire to enjoy such pleasure increases daily. Maharaj Jayati is explaining in terms of his actual experience how strong are sexual desires even in old age. Another problem with old age is that one becomes impotent and he has no strength in these organs. Everything gets weaker and fades. Sense of hearing, the tongue, the genitals, especially here, is mentioning. No strength there. But the desire is very, very strong. The senses are not very strong, they're weak. But the desire is very strong, so you're faced with this frustration, like a ghost. A ghost has a ghostly body. He can't enjoy gross, so they're frustrated, the ghosts. That's why they're always like monkeys, and they're trying to do something. So similarly, (clears throat) This comes on with old age. And as Prabhupada said, don't think it will not happen to you. When Prabhupada was laying on his bed, the last, like a skeleton practically, old age is coming. Nothing you can do about it. And don't think it will not happen to you. But that's the position. Here, Maharaj Yayati, he's giving his realization. For 1,000 years, I've been having sense gratification. What is the result? I'm still not satisfied. More and more. But then, old age will come. And what does he do? Still tries to enjoy, even despite all the impediments. So, there's one man in America, and he has a club. I think it's called the Playboy Club. Is it? Americans? The bunnies, they have a bunny sign, bunny rabbit sign or something. It's a famous club, and all the old men go there, and there's all young girls there, and whatever they do there. So it's a very famous club for old fogies, you know. You get a chance to associate with all the young hostesses there. That man, Hari Suri Prabhu was giving this class, he's mentioned, that man, he become old like this and senile. He couldn't even use his senses anymore, there no power there. So he was in complete anxiety because he's the chief of the Playboy man, you know, he's just so used to having women around him all the time and in his clubs. So unlimited sense gratification. Now he cannot have his sense gratification. He was so morose. What can be done? Some kind of scientists, they found a formula. And you take this pill or something like that, whatever it is, a formula, and you, especially the genitals, become very strong again. So he was very happy. It was explained. He was so happy. He thought his life had finished, you know, but now they found this new, some kind of drug. So he was very, very happy. Still, it's not going to last much longer. He's probably dead now, but... that's the position. Make so many plans, even after experiencing all this, making plan after plan after plan. There was another famous personality from America, and his name was Frank Sinatra. He was a famous singer and actor. In his day, he was number one, actually. Number one hero of the day, of that time. Same problem with him, because he's famous naturally, the women all around him, but what use it if you have no energy? So they discovered the monkeys are very sexually, they have a big sexual appetite, they're very active in this. You see monkeys in the trees, not long before they'll start mating with another monkey there. Part of their hourly routine, however. So they have a very, very high, they can have a lot of sex, that's what he's saying. So what they do, they're transferring the glands from the monkey and implanting them into the human beings, namely Frank Sinatra. So he's got monkey glands. Prabhupada laughed when he heard that. Oh, we can know what their next destination is, at least we can get a good guess. You get some monkey glands. You want to be like a monkey? Okay. So this is the even though after all these years and the realization, still they have to find out new and more, just a little bit more, squeeze a little bit more. And ultimately they can't defeat Krishna in the form of time. He's going to take all of their breaths away, all of their heartbeats away, all of their senses will be finished. So this drug that the Playboy man brought him back to life again. The name of it is Vaigri. Vaigri. The Sanskrit name for lion. So you're going to become strong like lion. I don't know if it's related. There's a Krishna has two pet dogs. One's name is Vaigri and the other one is Brahmari, something like that. So what's one of Krishna's pet dogs? Vaigri. And then this, the local name for it in Bengal is Kontakari. So it has a little fruit, a little yellow fruit which goes red after some time. It's a tree, but it has very, very long spikes, very, very hard thorns, extremely hard. So I don't know if they make it from that, the medicine from that. But, so that the name of that drug is Vaigri, which in Sanskrit means lion, makes you like lion. And, or tiger, lion, Krishna's pet dog is Vaigri. Also known as Kontakari, in Bengal it's known as Kontakari. Kontakari. Oh yeah, this name of Katwa. No, Katwa, not far from him. Known as Kontakari, or sometimes Kontakt Naga, but known popularly as Katwa, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the name of Kontakari, was given by Sachi Mata. Kontakari, because it's indicating this tree with very, very long, hard thorns. Very, very. So because Sachimata's Nimai took sannyas at Katwa, then she thought that was like the thorns clawing in her heart because Nimai had left from Katwa. So that, therefore the name is also known as Kontakari. So, here we have the nice example in Bhagavatam. They give you the extreme examples, so we have something to follow. We don't have to go to these extremes, but he's telling his realization experience, 1,000, full 1,000 years, enjoying senses. And it simply increased, that desire to enjoy it simply increased. So now he's saying, because he says that, therefore now I shall give up all of these desires, his translation, therefore I shall now give up all these desires and meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he's coming to his senses now. Therefore, I shall now give up all of these desires. Right now. So it can be done. Krishna consciousness can be done in one moment. Right now is actually the most important time in spiritual life. Because now you can Remember Krishna. Right now you can serve Krishna. Right now you can surrender to Krishna. So right now is the most important time in life. So he's saying this. Right now I shall give up my desires. And so right now is the most important time for becoming Krishna conscious. So surrendering to Krishna is not a one-time thing. It's a moment-by-moment process. Because you're surrendering to Krishna, but Maya is moment-by-moment sending sense objects before the senses. Smell, tongue, belly, genital. Maya is always giving some presentation before at every moment. It's her business. And we're going along with it. We like it or we don't like it. We like it or we don't like it. That's what we're doing. I'll accept it if I like it. I'll reject it if I don't like it. But that's Maya's business. Moment by moment, we have to make this choice to surrender to Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, even the senses of a man of discrimination can just get swept away very easily, like a boat on the water. Just by a little contemplation on one of the senses, whoosh, in one moment you can be swept away by these different sense objects. So this is Maya's business, to keep us bound up and happy in this world. She's presenting at every moment new objects for the senses. Devi hi yeshi gunamai mama maya tu ratya. It's very, very difficult to give up, Krishna said. Very difficult. But it can be done. If one... What does Krishna say? You can very easily cross over. Yes. If one surrenders unto me. So this is the position. So right now we can surrender to Krishna. Past is gone, it's too late. In the future, who knows? Right now you can surrender to Krishna. I shall give up all of these desires. I shall give up. I shall. He's making the decision. The voluntary decision. Everybody has to make it. It's a voluntary decision. Prabhupada says in the purport also. After 50 years of age, one should voluntarily give up family and go to the forest. There's a lot of 50 devotees in 50-year-old devotees in ISKCON. But here is mentioning 50, after 50 they should go to the forest. Voluntary decision, it's up to you, it's no one else. You have to make that decision. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, to give up sense gratification is one thing. But to give up the concept of never, ever having sense gratification again, that is real renunciation. Giving up the concept of never having sense gratification again. Of course, they're the acharyas, they're setting the highest standard. It's very difficult to come to the highest. But they're showing us the standards. We can work towards that. If we can't leave at 50, then still we should be working towards sometime we can. So the acharyas, that's their business. They set the highest principle. There's a guideline, your target. You can try for these higher ideals. Who else is going to do it if you don't do it? Takes Prabhupada, like an acharya, he come down, he did it, he could do it. Demand it, surrender to Krishna. Forcibly Prabhupada would die. This is the position of the acharya. Forcibly give Krishna consciousness. I am the only one who openly criticizes not only religionists, but anyone who falls short of complete surrender to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada's book. So he criticized. And we need criticism to wake us up. We are trying to enjoy in this material world. So it takes an acharya to come and wake us up and pull us out. And Prabhupada, we saw he did it. The acharya can do it. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling. And he goes to America. Sex, rock and roll, drugs. Give it up. And they gave it up. I got my hands, got my nose, got my fingers, got my toes, I got my liver, I've got my hair. There was a famous show, and I didn't see it, but I heard it. Because they chant Hare Krishna in that show at the end, apparently. All the devotees are there. But it was a show they was playing. You know. Got my hair. This was a symbol of the hippies at that time. This is our, what do you call it? Symbol? What's the word? This was our identity. Actually, it's mentioned in the, I can't remember which Purana, but the in Kali Yuga, the men will grow their hair very long and think they are very, very beautiful. This was hippie. We grew long hair and we became the beautiful people. We were known as the beautiful people. There was a song also. How does it feel to be one of the beautiful people? Beatles song. So that was it. That was identity. Long hair, drugs, sex, all these things. And Prabhupada said, no illicit sex, no. Get your hair cut. Shave off your head. They did it. No one ordinary can do that. That was, he took away our identity. So this is Prabhupada's, the acharya's position. They come, they open our eyes. They forcibly pull us out of this illusion of this, that they were trying to be happy in this material world. No acharya ever says that. Jesus never said that. Muhammad never said that. Our acharya is never saying that. But the acharyas, like Prahlad, he's only 5 years old. He could detect it. Everyone in this world, without exception, is making a gigantic plan for a happiness that will never be. Prahlad Maharaj. Everyone in this world is making a gigantic program for happiness. A happiness that will never be. So, what do we say? Thank God for the acharyas. Otherwise, but when it's difficult, Krishna says, but we're not alone in spiritual life. Krishna is there to help us. He wants to help us. Why he's giving all those instructions in Bhagavad Gita to take us back to Godhead. Krishna says, so many places in Bhagavad Gita, by my grace, Shridam Sarvabhutanam, I am the friend of all living entities. So that's a fact, Krishna's friend. Shridam Sarvabhutanam, he's a, so we're not alone in spiritual life, it's not just me and my, we got help from above, from the parampara, from his connection, direct connection we have to the parampara, to Goloka, to here, to this planet. So Acharya, he initiates us into that parampara. So we have a link. So we're not all alone in spiritual life, right? The Kamis, Jnanis, Yogis, their spiritual practice is all alone generally. They're all loners. They have to endeavor, it's all their own endeavor. But for the devotees, they depend on Krishna, and Krishna gives so much help. And Krishna, he's giving, demanding. Sarvadhanam parityaja mamikam. You give up everything, you surrender to me. What will happen if you surrender to me, you give everything to me? Arjuna? What will happen? Then I will give my very self to you, Arjuna. You and you alone, exclusively. This is the extent that Krishna will go to. If you completely surrender, Krishna will give you everything, even himself, for you and you alone, exclusively. Because Krishna can have many exclusive relationships. But he's making that statement. By my grace, you shall cross over the material energy. All my devotees engaged in all kinds of, they all attain my abode by my grace. All of my devotees. Some big devotees, some little devotees. But Krishna says, all of my devotees, by my grace, they all cross over. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, Arjuna. Surrender him unto him utterly. By his grace, you shall cross over this great material existence. Yes, they will all come to me. So this grace of Krishna is a saving grace. Otherwise, by ourselves, how we can ever cross over the material energy? But Krishna comes and he delivers. Prabhupada says, he comes and delivers us. He comes on Garuda and delivers us from this material world out of parental affection for his children. We're all Krishna's children, but we are lost. So Krishna, out of his parental affection, he's the Supreme Father. Out of parental, he comes and he rescues his devotees from the ocean of material existence. So, without grace, grace, Prabhupada said, is the finishing touch. We do our sadhana very nicely, we lead our spiritual life as best we can. We follow all the rules and regulations of the Vedic sadhana process, that's as much as we can do. But that's still not sufficient. You need a little drop of mercy from Krishna, which comes through the Guru. It's that little drop of mercy. Prabhupada said, the finishing touch of our spiritual life. You do your endeavor nicely to do yours, but the finishing touch is one drop of mercy. That's the finishing touch. So, don't be in anxiety that we're not going to go back to Godhead. No, Krishna's made all the preparations how we can easily go back. So the grace is descending from above, but it doesn't mean that we don't endeavor from below. We have our part to play in this role. We have all these, we have to follow the injunctions of the acharyas. That is our part. It becomes serious about executing all these injunctions. Then the fruit will be there by the grace of Krishna. By my mercy. And in his purport, Prabhupada mentioned Vrindavan 17 times. 17 times he's mentioned Vrindavan. I was with his Holiness, he's my friend, but anyway, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. We were sitting in the by the bank of the Jamuna in the Echo Village, Govardhan Village, Ombe, you know, the retreat. Where he's created the Jamuna and Madan Mohan Temple. And he said, I said to Krishna when I was living on the bank of the Jamuna that I'll build a temple like Madan Mohan Temple. Now it's there, yeah, exactly replica. He's built. But anyway, he was saying, you know what the best thing in the whole of the Srimad Bhagavatam? The best thing, Prabhupada's Bhagavatam, and words. He said, Prabhupada made one statement, and he said, Vrindavan is so nice. That was Radhanath Maharaj's essence, for him, the essence of the whole Bhagavatam, now, Prabhupada said. Vrindavan is so nice. So, Vrindavan is our ultimate destination. Back home, back to Godhead, that means Vrindavan. Actually, Vrindavan belonged to Vrinda Devi, but she donated it to Srimati Radharani. That's why it's very dear to Krishna, the forest of Vrindavan. Radharani also created a Vrindavan in Mayapur, Navadvip replica. So here's the glories. Give up family life and go to the forest. Now he's saying, best forest, Vrindavan. Don't associate with the animals, associate with the deities and the devotees there. Oh, Vrindavan should be dear to all the devotees, being our eternal home, our eternal shelter. Bhakti Devi, Vrinda Devi. Prabhupada was asking one time, he asked me, how do you worship the deity? And I was giving him an explanation, step-by-step explanation of what we were doing. And he said, I said, well, we bathe the deities, we polish them with lemon and tilak and give them a bath. And Prabhupada said, do you use mantras? Any mantra? At that time we didn't have any mantras. Like upachara mantras and things, we didn't know. I said, well, we chant Chintamani prayers, Prabhupada. That was it, Chintamani. I remember when I joined the Calcutta Temple in 1971, we used to sing Chintamani for Guru Puja. This was before the Guru Puja, the bona fide Guru Puja song that the Gaudiyas used. Before that, we used to sing Chintamani for Guru Puja. Anyway, I said we chant Chintamani prayers. The Prabhupada said, when you bathe the deity, you chant Chintamani. Yes, I said, oh, we chant the Gayatri Mantra. First we were chanting the Gayatri Mantra. We chant Gayatri Mantra. Oh, Gayatri Mantra, Vedic. Om is there. Very good, Om, Vedic Mantra. Then I said, you know, then we polish the deity, then we bathe Krishna, then we dry the deities, and then we put the dress on. I was going to say, and then we put the dress on deity, but Prabhupada cut me off. After we had bathed and polished and dried the deity, then Prabhupada said, at that time, you should offer tulasi. You should offer Vrindadevi to Krishna's lotus feet. Showing how much devotion is there. That I took it as Krishna is, now he's completely naked. We've taken his clothes off, we've given him bath, and what the first thing we offer to him? Tulsi or Bhakti Devi. Because according to the official Archana Padatis, then Tulsi is not offered at that time. It's offered later on after dressing the deity, decorating, offering scents, and then that time you can offer flowers and tulsi. But Prabhupada pointed it out at that time. Vrindavan cannot separate from Krishna. But there was a similar story of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada. And they were installing deities. They made a new temple and installing deities, and then the pujaris did all the savor, and then they called Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, you can come down and do the Pram Pratistha. This Pram Pratistha is the official calling of the deity. You hold some durva grass and rice on the deity's heart, and you call, the acharya calls the deity from his own heart into the deity. This system. So this is the official Pram Pratistha that went. So they called, Guru Maharaj, you please come now, you can call the deity into, call Krishna into the deity, the official installation. So he came in to do the service, and then he looked at Krishna's feet, and there were tulsi leaves on Krishna's feet. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada said, oh, now I have nothing to do. It means he considered that putting tulsi on the... it's nothing greater than that. That is bhakti, Krishna in Vrindavan. She belongs at the lotus feet of Krishna. Now I have nothing to do. Jai 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 Sri Radhi Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai Sambhita Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Itago Premanandi. There was a 5 minutes, 6, 7 minutes. There's a little description here of the Vrindavan Dhyanam. It's from the Hari Bhakti Vilas. And it's a dhyanam for worshipping Radha Krishna. The pure land of Vrindavan is cooled by the presence of trees whose tender branches are laden with clusters of new buds and the most attractive flowers. These trees are flowing with honey and saturated with heavenly fragrances, and their trunks are entwined with vines decorated with clusters of fresh flowers. The heart of Vrindavan resounds with the humming of swarming bees that have come to taste the nectar from the blossoming flowers, and with the cries of the doves, parrots, sharikas, and cuckoos. Everywhere the peacocks they dance. Vrindavan is served. Vrindavan is served by soft, soothing breeze, carrying a fine spray from the lapping waves of the Jamuna. That breeze, bearing the pollen dust from the interiors of the fully blown lotuses, playfully shake the garments of the gopis, whose minds become agitated with a desire for their Lord. That's just telling something of Vrindavan. It goes on and tell you about Krishna and everything like that, but I think it's something that's important. Anyway, the breeze blows the garments of the gopis, then they become agitated with desire to please Krishna. This is the Adiras. Adiras. The gopis, they're feeling by the blowing of the, the flapping of their saris on their chest. It's exciting the desires for conjugal desires with Krishna. So this is the Adiras. We're talking about Yayat Maharaj Yayati here and how he was bound up with sex, but all that is beginning in Goloka. A thousand years was a long time for him. There it's eternal, in Goloka it's eternal. Krishna's pastimes with his devotees, especially his gopis, that's going on for eternality. This is cheap steak. a thousand years of Yayati Maharaj. In Goloka, Radha and Krishna's pastimes are eternally going on, this conjugal relationship. This is just simply a shadow reflection. Temporary. Disgusting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama. You have a question? Comment? Jalangi?
My question is, in this verse, in the last line, it says, Mrigaya Saha, means Yayati Maharaj, he likes to wander with the forest animals. But in your class, you mentioned we should not associate with the animals in the forest. Once we are in Vrindavan, we should associate with the deities, we should associate with the devotees. So why Maharaj Yayati likes to go to the forest and wander with the forest animals? Thank you.
It means you're not going to get into a fight with deers and animals. If there were humans there, you may have disagreements and arguments. And animals are wild. It means it's in the wild. Indicating you go out in the wild where no one's living there, in the jungles. Nobody's living there except the tigers and... You stay at home, you're going to be bound up. You stay in the village, you're going to be bound up with all the Gramir Kata, village talk. So he's talking, go just like Jada Bharat, he went to Maharaj Bharat. He left, he went to the jungle, he went to the mountain. He made friends with the deer. It was his downfall also that. But the idea is you go and live in where the humans are not habitating, where you can be free, you can perform your bhajan, there's no... Okay? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Guruji. Please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you for the class. I have a question for conditioned souls like us who are struggling with our basic anarthas and our habits, and we're struggling to get out of that. And the awakening that you're talking about, does it have to be like in Ayati's case, he just got that realization that all these material things are useless. and he has to surrender to the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead. This awakening, does it have to be through an acharya who will come and awaken us, or can the Lord do it from within? What is your opinion?
Yes, thank you very much. It's a very nice question. Yeah, there is in the Krishna book, I very much like this statement. And Prabhupada said, when an acharya comes, by his calling, people again become attracted to study the Vedas and understand the Vedas. It was exactly like that when Prabhupada was here. The devotees just felt there was something, a calling, a beckoning. Practically, right at that time, everybody dropped out from, they become very renounced. Thousands of people come into India seeking higher knowledge. It was a great awakening, a great time of awakening when Prabhupada the Acharya was here. Like when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here 500 years ago, then he pushed the consciousness way up. All the at that time in Europe, 500 years ago, there was a period called the Renaissance, when you had all these fabulous works of art. They were all centered around religious feelings, big paintings. They're still there. There'll be frescoes on the ceiling, and you can see in the Rome with the St. Peter's. And beautiful artwork, music, you had, you know, reaching new heights. It was due to the presence of Mahaprabhu here. He just pushed the whole consciousness up. Similarly, when Prabhupada appeared, just by his presence, he just pushed the whole consciousness up. Prabhupada said completely the opposite. Our rules and regulations were, Prabhupada was completely the opposite. but by his calling, people again become attracted to studying the Vedas. So it's like that. I was just reading that portion of Shyama Sundar, chasing the rhinos. Chasing a rhino, Shyama Sundar. They were in London, and he decided to go to London. Let's go to London, meet the Beatles. I guess that's why I come out in class. I was just reading about it. Anyway, let's go to London and see if we can meet the Beatles, because they're the most famous personalities at that time on the planet. They were so popular. I don't know if you ever saw them, or you've seen films. And the young people and the teeny boppers and them screaming. George, Ringo, yeah. They're screaming and crying. There was a phenomenon called the Beatlemania. People were just screaming. It was all new. It didn't happen before. And Shyama Sundar did it. They met the Beatles, and then after a little while, they made records. It was all going around. Practically all the world was chanting Hare Krishna. Prabhupada did that. He empowered. He can empower also. He came. They had to do all the hard work at the beginning when Prabhupada came. But he enthused them, he inspired them. After reading that story, actually the British couldn't have done that. Prabhupada was thinking, shall I go to England first and start there? And he said, well, my godbrothers went there and they failed. So if I'm going to fail, at least let me fail in the biggest country, America. So he went to America. The English, after reading that, the English couldn't have done that. The Americans are more bold, and plus they have a stronger identity of being American and the leaders and the richest nation in the world. And you know, Prabhupada utilized that, what the American devotees had, that ego of being there. The world leaders, and well, they were. Prabhupada harnessed that into Krishna. Yet let them, okay, you're the greatest. Okay, meet the greatest. uh, Yeah, England are a bit too more reserved, but the Americans are a bit more forward, so they pushed it forward. So they had Prabhupada's mercy. He was writing to them every few days, encouraging them, don't give up. But in the end, it turned out a great success. And then after that, everything more or less finished. The Beatles broke up, the flower power, the hair, the hippies. Well, very quickly it went down. After they established Krishna consciousness, then for that short time, it was, you can definitely see how Krishna and the Acharya's hand was there, and the chanting of the holy name. It must have been the holy name that made it ultimately successful. The holy name is the Yuga Dharma. They went there and chanted Hare Krishna, and everything opened up. I think it must have been due to the chanting Hare Krishna. That a big part of it was Hare Krishna, because the Nama is the Yuga Avatara. So they were right there. And the name was chanted, and yeah, it was a big success. Rajananda Prabhu. Mike.
Thank you for the wonderful class. If I heard correctly, I think she asked, do we have to get the mercy of Guru or Krishna? Is it Guru or Krishna? Is that what you asked? Mata? Is that what you asked? Do we need the blessing of Guru or Krishna? Who is it that gives the revelation? Two verses came to mind. By the mercy of Krishna, one gets the Guru, and from Guru, one gets Krishna. And the other one, Jasya Deve Parabhaktir. That when one has full faith in Guru and Krishna, then the realizations come. So I think simultaneously one and the same, but different. So you have to get blessings. The gift has to be given. You have to want it, but the other side, you mentioned that in class. You have to want it, but then Krishna can give. Guru can give.
Prabhupada also said, first deserve, then desire. First deserve, then desire. Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai go premanandi. Thank you.